A severe drought in Central America has left the normally lush countryside withered. Millions of farmers face malnutrition and possible famine. International aid groups are delivering what help they can, but so far it's not enough to sustain desperate peasants until the next harvest, which is still more than 2 months away. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from southern Honduras.
When the summer winds sweep across the cornfields of southern Honduras, the stalks normally rustle softly. This year, the emaciated plants emit a harsh rattle. It was supposed to start raining here in May. Instead, a persistent dry spell has slowly choked off the nascent summer corn, leaving nearly a million people in Honduras alone on the verge of having nothing to eat. Honduras Red Cross director Lourdes Ardón pulls an ear from a stunted stalk and shucks it.
Un caso normal de haber habido las lluvias necesarias para que este fruto se diera, esto que tengo en mi mano.
In a normal case, if there'd been enough rain, what I have in my hand would be green. But you see, it's cream-colored and completely dried out. We open it and find nothing. It barely even began to grow. It's just a tiny nub, totally useless to these people who spend their meager resources to just feed themselves.
Corn is the staple of millions of subsistence farmers across Central America. Droughts are cyclical in the region, but this year's has been particularly harsh on Honduras, Nicaragua, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Many farmers have lost 100% of their harvest, this in a region still recovering from a string of recent disasters. Francisco Roque is director of the UN World Food Program for Central America.
First, three, 4 years ago, they had the El Niño phenomenon, which was a drought followed by flood. Then they had the Hurricane Mitch disaster. Last year, the rains were also very erratic, and they sustained also heavy losses. And so this year, the severe drought is just one more blow to their economies.
Roque says he needs some 17,000 tons of food to sustain farmers and their families until the next harvest in November. So far, he has received just a quarter of that aid, all from the United States. Besides basic foods, relief agencies are now delivering corn seed for the year's second crop. In a race against time, the seed must be in the ground within days to take advantage of the rains that are finally beginning to fall. In the tiny mountain community of San Antonio de Palva, 3 hours south of the capital, Tegucigalpa, the Red Cross unloads dozens of bags of corn seed from a pickup truck. The seed has been dyed purple to warn desperate peasants against eating it. Seed for planting is treated and can be toxic if ingested. Local farmer Jose Caldera is among several who wait in line for a ration. He hoists the heavy bag to his shoulders and makes off for his plot of land.
There are days when there's nothing to eat. That's the problem. The authorities around here haven't done anything for us. All this aid is from the Honduran Red Cross.
Honduran authorities have declared a state of emergency, but say they lack the resources to offer more assistance. Privately, aid officials who asked not to be named say corruption and a lack of political will are much to blame. The government denies such charges. Far from the politics of food aid, in another remote village called Los Limones, Angel Arrosa Martinez is cooking a meager dinner for her husband and 6 kids. This night's meal, nearly the last of their reserve of beans.
There are times when we go 2 days without eating. The kids cry, but I say we don't have anything. The neighbors are also often without food, though they help when they can. I say to the kids, where am I going to get food? I don't have any other relatives to depend on, not even parents.
So the Arrosa family will depend on foreign agencies, at least in the short term. Aid officials say long-term solutions will require patience and firm backing from local governments. The World Food Program and others have begun pilot projects to diversify crops and improve water usage. They're also trying to discourage slash-and-burn farming, a practice that rapidly depletes the soil's nutrients. The UN reports success with the pilot projects, but doesn't have the money to expand the programs. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Honduras.